So our population continues to grow, though at a slow rate. Today's data shows that 46,000 people were added to our population in the year to June 2021. Australia's 298,000 births are keeping our growth ticking along by outnumbering both deaths and our net overseas migration, which is currently negative. The net overseas migration result is minus 89,000 and is around 300,000 people less than what we've seen over the past 5 years. Migration arrivals into Australia are much lower than departures out of Australia, so a lack of migrant arrivals is the biggest driver for our slow population growth. Compared to interstate and overseas migration, births and deaths have been fairly stable. Natural increase, which is births minus deaths, dropped only 0.5% compared to the previous year. Queensland continues to benefit the most from interstate migration, with a boost of nearly 7,000 people from other states. Both New South Wales and Victoria recorded net outflows to other states for the June quarter and the year. Early next year, the ABS will be releasing our 50th year in the Regional Population Series, where we can dig deeper into stories about locations within our state and territory boundaries, like the share of people living between cities and regions, and the changes across the decades in regional centres. With today's release, we will have 50 years of estimated resident population data. And with this data, we can see the ways our population has changed over this time by characteristics like age, sex, and location. And we can also see how these changes have taken place, whether it be by changing fertility, overseas migration, increased life expectancy, or movement between states and territories.